salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, known as Derek, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer, and I am titled this episode, Legalizing Lunacy, Earth's Afflictions, and Counterfeiting Creation. Why? Well, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of stuff going out there. We have the discussion between what is pleasure, what is freedom, why you should choose which one works for you. Most people chose freedom. The concept of disdaining nature, and so much more. Wow, the scarcity agenda, how they're trying to push on this concept of synthetic immortality. You have Scott Wallace, a Democrat congressional candidate from Pennsylvania, literally talking about how people who have more than two children are irresponsible breeders. Well, I don't even know what to say to that, but tune into this episode to find out what I do. But before we get into this episode, I'd like to give a quick shout out to the good folks over there at New Leaf Naturals. That's right. We're going to start carrying some of their products in the store, but if you go to their website, and I'll put the link in the description bar below, you can go check out some of their products and use the promo code Freedom Faction. That's right, the name, Freedom Faction, for 15% off on all their products. Help get us where we're trying to go. Help us become an independent media organization. And as always, if you guys want to see us succeed and see us keep kicking tail, think about becoming a Patreon exclusive member. For $4.99 a month to even $1.99, it helps us get to where we're going. And I'll put all of the links to our broadcasts that we had in between this last week's episode and this week's in the description bar below. And really, guys, any kind of help helps. Think about checking out some of the links below. With that being said, let's start the show. Salutations, my friends. Salutations. Give me one quick second. Now, again, for people who are curious what I'm doing, I am spraying some of this Pure Heart Alchemy Oracle Communication Spray. I call it their Alchemist, but it's the Pure Heart Alchemy Oracle Mist. And basically what it does is it helps with communication. These mists are healing codes in nature. And a bottle, basically a portal to your higher self. The reason I'm spraying that, I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to do the wisdom one. Next time, the sacred sage. Next time. But the reason I'm spraying that is because it actually does kind of get me into a better focus when covering these kinds of topics. It basically kind of, for me, I don't know, it activates different types of senses, and it gets me kind of, you know, more hyped, more focused, and aware of what's going on. So with that being said, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this edition. Wow, Legalized Lunacy, Earth's Affliction, and Counterfeiting Creation. We have a lot of stuff to talk about in this edition. But, you know, before we do, I hope you guys checked out that episode with corrupt vaccines. We now see InfoWars putting out a petition trying to counter some of the censorship. I think it's crazy how the timing of it all lined up. But in that emergency transmission with corrupt vaccines, we talked about how she is going to sue Facebook. This is Christy Scarborough. And I'll put these the links for all this stuff in the description bar below. Make sure you check it out. As well as the Fellowship in Freedom episode that I did with Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism. Now, that episode was powerful. Both of those episodes are powerful. What this means, by stating this at the start of the show for you guys, is that we're branching out. We're growing. We're networking. People are part of this movement that we're doing, part of this thing that we're a part of, that we've created here, that you, yourself, the listeners, have created and contributed your time to. And now this means for us that we're able to do more. We have a bigger reach than most people think, a bigger reach than I think. And so there's a whole lot of different stuff going on this end, as well as on the front end and on the back end. Now, if you guys want your news from us instead of YouTube and Facebook, as they're trying to come up with more authoritative ways and journalism projects, become a Patreon exclusive member. That helps us. We have packages that start at $4.99, or even packages that start at $1.99. Any kind of help gets us to where we're trying to go. We're trying to be much more efficient, much more legit. and professional in our operation. See how we got here. You can get access to our previous seasons and so much more. But that's it. I think I'm going to stop plugging and kind of jump into this episode. Okay, what are we talking about? Why is the episode titled Legalized Lunacy? Well, this is a phrase that I've kind of coined myself when looking at all this other crazy stuff that's going on, the acceptance and normalization of pedophilia, the allowing of things like drag queen story time, what people are now calling Trump derangement syndrome. I think that's stupid. All of this stuff that's going on, if you ask me, is to foster this victim mentality. Now, this is something you're probably going to hear me touch on. I'm going to try not to talk about it as much in this edition. But what we're seeing right now is a psychosis being induced on the population. People are literally, literally becoming crazy. That's the only way that I can say it. You know, we're having reports come out about how lethal or how deadly the radiation from cell phones can be to people. You know, just the other day we were talking about how thoughts can change the physical structure of your brain and so much more. So if this is science that's just now being revealed, how, I'm sure it's already been discussed and it's been employed. But what I'm trying to say is what we see happening through the propaganda, through the media, through the fake news, through the corporate-controlled media, through the mainstream media, through all these other talking heads, people like you and myself that actually do our own research and talk to other individuals who are aware of what's going on, we can see what's happening behind the wheels, the turning, the gears, you see. But this victim mentality that they're trying to induce onto society, this is something that we need to worry about tenfold, you see. So let me go ahead and get, you know, this episode started. Just the other week, we were hearing about how, I think, what, it was James Gunn. Yeah, James Gunn's tweets were talking about all of his pedophilia and all of his obsessions with children. Now, why is this type of stuff a recurring theme? Unfortunately, we're hearing way too much about how pedophiles control Hollywood. Not only do they control Hollywood, but they control the world. Okay, let's get that straight. Pedophiles control the world. And this isn't something foreign. This isn't something new. You see, this is a long thought or long understood thing. We'll be getting into things such as the Nexium cult. Apparently, the heiress of Seagram's whiskey has also been tied to that as well. But let me see if I can try to pull up some of these tweets from James Gunn for you guys. Because and right after that, you know, we heard that the creator of Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon, he's over here talking about, you know, raping babies or having skits that do that. So, you know, let's go ahead and get that clip up for you guys while I try to get these clips together. And, you know, you got to think, the idea behind this type of stuff is to normalize this kind of disgusting, degenerate type of behavior. Like, ha, 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 this is so funny. This is why they try so hard to say the things such as pedogate, you know, it's fake. This is why, right here, wow. Top posts. Let's get this up for you guys. This is one of James Gunn's tweets. He says this back in 2010, that the Expendables were so manly, I effed the S-H-I-T out of the little boy. Yeah, the boys are back in town. And, you know, it goes on to just show more of his kind of disgusting tweets. September 2010, on the 20th. You know, videos of pubescent teenagers on, you know, April 5th, 2009, Peter Alton you know, he says he likes it when little boys touch him. Like, this is some crazy stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and stop that because this kind of stuff is it doesn't creep me out so much as it just, like, enrages me, you know. And for people who are curious as to who James Gunn is, well, if you watched Guardians of the Galaxy, you watched one of his creations. Now, James Gunn's exposing led to what I talked about earlier. Dan Harmon, the creator of Rick and Morty, the popular show Rick and Morty, you know, he apparently did a skit for Showtime where he was trying to basically play on Dexter, where he was this character named Daryl. And as the character named Daryl, he snuck into people's houses and molested children.
For being such a good patient.
Not okay.
For taking all the sleeping pills I prescribed to you. So that later tonight, when I'm crawling in your window, I can count on you to sleep like a baby. While I do everything but sleep with yours.
I'm going to go ahead and just kind of mute the rest of that because it's sick and twisted. You know, it is sick and twisted. And they make this such a joke. You know, they make this such a joke. You got James Gunn, you know, talking about having little boys touch him. You know, you got Dan Harmon. He puts a video up of a little baby touching him in the crotch, too. Dan Harmon, you know, pretend raping even a mock baby, you know. It's the idea behind these types of things that these people think they can get away with it. It's sick. Let's be real. It is sick. But where does this type of behavior come from? That you have to be tolerant. That you have to be understanding. You know, just the other week we were talking about, what, Desmond the drag kid. Now, it comes back to this drag queen story time. Why was that so major? Because that's something they really wanted to get across. You have to understand, if these people believe that if they can get your children, they don't have to worry about you. You see, yes, we think it's wrong, but if they can get the kids, if they can sexualize them early, they don't have to worry about them doing anything later on in life. You see, sex and gender is not something that should be talked about with, by the state. This is something that should be, you know, it's intimate. I don't care what you do behind closed doors, just do it behind closed doors. You don't see me out there, you know, expressing my beliefs, and that's kind of what we were talking about with Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism on the last episode, on the Fellowship and Freedom episode this past Sunday, is how these beliefs are becoming exercised. They're becoming militant. You know, people are not respecting. Now it's become a thing where you're a bigot or you're intolerant or you're not woke enough, you see. So they come in the name of compassion and understanding, but they themselves don't understand and have that compassion for anybody else that is intolerant. It's crazy. It's crazy. Let me get back into this. Some news for you guys. This is some stuff that's, again, that pertains to this whole little weird cult thing that's going on with Nexium. You know, the Smallville actress, Allison Mack, and everybody else is getting branded with that. You know, I think Stormy Daniels even has ties to it. It's crazy. It's massive. But again, we're looking at the ties of what pedophilia, human trafficking, and all this other stuff does. You see, I put this up July 24th. This is by Sign of the Times. It says, billionaire heiress to Seagram's a liquor fortune among four arrested in connection to Nexium sex cult. Four more people have been arrested in connection to the alleged sex cult Nexium, including group leaders with such titles, quote, the prefect serving, quote, the vanguard. Claire Bronfman, 39, Kathy Russell, 60, Lauren Salzman, 42, and Nancy Salzman, 64, were arrested Tuesday on a superseding indictment charging them with racketeering conspiracy. Bronfman, a daughter of the late billionaire philanthropist and former Seagram chairman Edgar Bronfman Sr., is an heiress to the Seagram's liquor fortune. Previously charged and added to the new indictment were group founder Keith Raniere, 57, and former Smallville actress Allison Mack, 35. On Tuesday afternoon, Bronfman was said to be arraigned in a Brooklyn federal court
while Nexium employee Russell, Nexium president Nancy Salzman and her daughter Lauren Salzman were to appear in federal court in Albany. So basically what we're talking about is how some of these people are getting caught up. These people that are involved in human trafficking, sex trafficking, and things like that, they're getting round up. Why is this important? Basically, we're living in the day and age to where this whole underground kind of cult, or the whole underground working of things, is being exposed. This is why they're constantly trying to deny the reality of things like Pedogate, Pizzagate, spirit cooking, human trafficking. You can go back and listen to the episode after episode after episode that we've done covering it. But you see, you have to understand something. It's not so much about pleasure. It's all particularly about power. It's probably, 80% power, 20% pleasure for these people. And it's a way for them to ensnare and entrap organizations and people that try to rebel against the system, or people that try to buck the system, so to speak. You got to think, if they have, footage of you literally over here messing around with an underage child, that's going to be pretty damning to any career. Speaking of which, Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shorty pled guilty to child sex trafficking and child porn. We actually have the video of the cops going to go knock on his door.
Come out. Come out before you get me.
Oh, maybe. Oh, well, anyway, he starts talking about how the kid is on.
Show me your hands.
Okay.
Take a seat on the. What's going on with you, man?
Just
having a good time? Yeah. What's your name?
Ralph.
Ralph what?
Shorty.
You got an ID, Shorty? Shorty doesn't sound like a last name to me.
It's my last name.
Shorty is?
Yeah.
And then you grow like 10 feet? It kind of doesn't work, does it?
I'm sorry, guys. You're kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we did. He's 17.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Okay. Well, you got a 17-year-old hanging out with you.
I mean,
Dad's worried. And you understand that?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay, you got ID on you? Is there any other drugs in here other than weed?
No.
Is there any guns in here?
No, sir.
Okay.
Now, they said 17 years old, and I feel like that's still, it's not legal here in America. That's still pretty young. But that's how they're doing it. They're still having people, children, that are going out there setting up these types of sting operations. Now, what did we talk about before we saw this Oklahoma senator getting himself arrested by diddling children? We talked about how they're trying to hypersexualize children at a very early age. Now, why is this? You see, I asked the question earlier this week, which would you choose? Pleasure over freedom. I think it was like 6% chose pleasure. The rest chose freedom. Awesome. I'm glad you guys chose it. Now, this is a very, very hard toss-up, because the world that they're trying to have us move into is where we have nothing but pleasure. This is why they're trying to give us the drugs. This is why they're trying to give us the sex box. This is why they're trying to give us, food at our fingertips. Everything delivered to us. Right? Pleasure. Always living in a state of bliss, and with that comes that ignorance. Freedom is something that you have to fight for. But these people, you see, they don't want people to understand that. That's why they're trying to sexualize them early, get people focused only on things like that. Only on things of the flesh, the carnal aspect of life. You see, some people, and I'm very glad they said this, their pleasure comes from freedom. And that is something I think I understand wholeheartedly. And with that being said, I think we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about what's going on in society. You have greedy lawmakers that want to tax water. Californians being urged to ration power. And evidence of water under Mars. We're going to talk about this and more on the other side. Don't go away. You know, I think everyone has wondered about the quest for space, the quest for life. Outside of the walls, outside of the firmament, outside in the deeper galaxies, I think everybody has really wondered, you know, what is life? What is going on? Now, while these are beautiful things to ponder, I think we also need to ask ourselves, what is happening here on the planet? What is going on? You see, I didn't necessarily put this article up on the page. This is something that I kind of tracked privately. But there have been record heat waves in Japan, California, Sweden, and the UK. As I said before, with the break, Californians are being urged to ration power because they think the system might buckle. They think the system might buckle because everybody's having to have AC. Is this climate change? Is this a lack of resources? Do we not have enough people, or do we not have enough energy? What is going on? What's happening to the planet? You know, you have, it's like literally always 100 degrees in the Southwest right now in the summer. Always. It's always going to be that way. Japan, they had 33 people die because of the heat wave, because of how bad it was. Like, think about that. People are literally like dying because of how hot it is. Let's see if we can get some of these articles up for you guys. Some mainstream news for once. Show you guys kind of what I look at. Japan heat wave. It says 2 days ago, Japan heat wave declared natural disaster as death toll mounts. This was 2 days ago, 22 hours ago, and that was from the BBC. But this is from the New York Times. It says, in Japan, the deadly heat wave tests the endurance of even the most stoic. Death toll rises to 80 in Japan. What is going on? Is this natural? Is this unnatural? I don't have an answer for you, to be honest. To be entirely honest with you guys, I do not have an answer. I do have a theory, though. I have a thought. You know, a few years ago, I think it was not even a few years ago. I think it was last year, right? We had Hurricanes Harvey, Maria, and Irma. And they were deadly. They were vicious. Right? But now we're moving into the age of chemtrails, GMOs. You see, all this stuff that's affecting us. Now, that's, again, just my theory. I really do believe in weather modification and these types of things, no doubt. But what I'm trying to talk to you guys about is what's happening to the planet. You know, you have people literally dying due to the heat. Cities that are buckling because of the power grid. But they're like, no, we need more cell phone towers. You see, what's happening right now is they're trying to exhibit the fact that we are living in an unsustainable period of time. They're pushing it to the max. We are being pushed and pushed and pushed. You see. But at the same time, they're offering alternatives. The Space Force. We're going to Mars. We're going to the moon. We're getting off this planet. You see. A South Carolina nuclear fuel plant has leaked radioactive pollution. Let's take a look at this. This was put up July 25th by Max Labo of SHTF Plan. It says radioactive uranium has leaked through the floor of the Westinghouse South Carolina nuclear fuel plant and contaminated the soil. The Westinghouse fuel factory on Bluff Road, located in Richland County, also has a nearly 35-year history of groundwater pollution from the plant. The most conflicting part of the entire uranium leak is that officials with the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control said that they have no reason to believe that the uranium has trickled off the site or that the public water has or is threatened. But the agency also said that it does not have the result of recent groundwater tests on the Westinghouse property either, meaning they actually don't really know what the extent of the contamination could be. Those test results will show where the pollution in the soil washed into the area's shallow groundwater, which seeps into the creeks in the Conongary River floodplain. However, the plant does have a 35-year history of polluting the groundwater. According to the state, the U.S. Nuclear Registry Commission says the uranium, a toxic substance known to use to make nuclear fuel rods, seeped through a 3-inch hole in a concrete floor in a part of the factory where an acid is used. The hole extends 6 feet into the ground, according to the NRC, which learned on the leak back in July 12th. Much like the Fukushima radiation issues, we likely won't know the extent of the dangers on human health until it's too late. It seems like for some reason there isn't a lot of information available, and the information readily obtainable is contradictory. Most of the mainstream media and government agencies were silent on the extent of the radiation contamination in the wake of the Fukushima's plant's damage. NRC records show uranium pollution has reached 4,000 parts per million in the soil beneath the plant. Those levels are 1,300 times higher than the amount of uranium typically found in soil, records show. Soil usually contains about 3 parts per million of uranium, according to the Health Physics Society, a radiation safety organization. So, wow, 1,300 times higher than normal uranium in the ground. Now, this is just, like they said, with speaking of Fukushima, you know, we just now heard that there might be traces of radioactive cesium-137 in some of the wine found in California. Now, we hear that a plant itself has leaked uranium into the soil in South Carolina over on our East Coast here in America. But don't worry, Mars might have water. Don't worry, evidence of a subsurface lake on Mars has been discovered. Marvelous. Evidence of lake beneath the surface of Mars has been detected by radar beneath the southern polar ice caps of Mars, according to a new study by Italian researchers from the Italian Space Agency, is evidence of a lake. Some think that alien life could be next. Liquid water has been confirmed, while others believe that new evidence that the moon may once have had water on and life. So what are we talking about? Don't pay attention to Earth. Don't pay attention to what's happening here. Look up, look up, look up. But if you do look up, you're going to see these stringy little things supposedly called clouds. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of depth about Mars, space, or any of that type of stuff. I'm not an expert. I still kind of feel like we've been kicked off of the moon. You know, we're in the future, we're going to be having a few people come on the show to talk about things such as Flat Earth, space, the secret space program, and so much more. So I'll leave that for that. Now, again, don't look up. Pay attention. Look at the ground. Look at around you. Well, don't look around you. Pay attention on your phone. Figure out how to be triggered today. You see, this is the world that we're moving into. Now, speaking of the world that we moved into, just the other week we talked about how Californians were going to be having to basically ration some of their water usage, right? Yeah, let me see if I can go ahead and get this clip up for you guys, because it's important that we document these types of things. California is quite possibly one of the more technocrat, agenda-based states in America. They're really abiding by Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. They are really committing to lowering down their carbon emissions and lowering greenhouse gas emissions. They're really trying to commit to those goals. And to the people that are living there, that is a radical shift no doubt. And for the rest of the country to see these types of things taking place, you know, we're sitting over here looking at California wondering what the hell is going on. Now, give it time, because we don't see a lot of other states making as much of a dedicated commission or a dedicated commitment to it. But this will eventually be adopted nationwide to a degree. So let's get this clip together for you guys. This is where we have California talking about only using 55 gallons a day.
Controversial new water restrictions could change the way Californians think about water use. Today, Governor Jerry Brown signed in two new laws that establish tough water use rules, and those who don't comply could face fines. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Christina Jaynes.
And I'm Curtis Ming. CBS 13's Jennifer Bergara is live at the state capitol getting answers on what changes you may have to make to cut back. Jen?
Yeah, Curtis and Christina, the drought officially ended in California of April of last year, but lawmakers say they want to prepare for the next one, and if we don't, the state could be in a severe water crisis. There will soon be more focus on flushes and scrutiny over showers. California is now the first state in the nation to enact tough new water efficiency standards. The controversial rules limit how many gallons a person can use inside their home per day.
So that everyone in California is at least integrating efficiency into our preparations for climate change.
So what are the new rules? In 2022, the new indoor water standard will be 55 gallons per day per person. And by 2030, it will fall to 50 gallons.
I get it. I understand that we're trying to preserve, but 55 gallons a day with a child and just every day having to wash clothes, that's just, in my opinion, not feasible.
I couldn't do it. My family is way too large.
She likes to bathe three times a day and she likes to do laundry all day.
Just how many gallons of water do household chores take? An 8-minute shower uses about 17 gallons of water, a load of laundry up to 40, and a bathtub can hold 80 to 100 gallons of water. Now, retrofitting homes with water-efficient fixtures could help cut back.
The average new home or new unit is 35 gallons per person per day.
The new laws would also require water districts to perform stress tests of their water supply and curb loss due to leaks.
Right now, we lose up to 30% of urban water just to leaks in the system.
Agencies say fixing those and educating residents is key.
We offer toilet rebates. We offer complimentary shower heads. We offer complimentary faucet aerators.
Water districts who don't comply face fines up to $10,000 a day. The ultimate goal is to make conservation a way of life in California.
Outdoor water use will also be listed in that new law. And as far as which region is going to get how much money, it will depend on the climate, and those factors will yet to be figured out.
And that's kind of wow. So many different things. Conservation, a way of life in California. Conserve. Conserve. Don't consume, conserve. Those are two different types of things. This is the scarcity agenda. You know, and as they said right there, by 2022, they'll have it to where people can use only 55 gallons. And in 2030, it'll be, 30 gallons. And if you don't comply to this, you'll be fined. This is, again, more of moving in accordance with Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21. What I meant by saying that they're going to place scarcity, stress the system, really push it to its limits to show that we are unsustainable so that they can come through with the Agenda 2030 and provide the solution. You see. I saw, this is a total random side tangent. I saw, brother Rizlam. He was at the store and he was talking about how, you know, look at the different types of water, what you're drinking. Dasani has salt in it, so it's literally making you thirsty as you're drinking it. It's not real water. What we're doing right now is we're seeing how society's current infrastructure is bad. You know, you have Elon Musk talking about how he wants to fix the lead contamination in Flint. Whether or not he does it, That's debatable. But I think it's admirable that these types of things are being injected into the mainstream. They have not had clean water for years. Okay, and this is adding much more, this is adding a lot more problems to people and to generations than they think. Like, people don't understand the kind of, like I said, you know, the diseases that are being wrought from this. You know, you have Legionnaire's disease, people that have lesions on their body. It's crazy. Neurological disorders going up and all this other stuff. But my point is this. Water is important. The environment is important. But what they have us doing is they have us drinking this lead. They have us drinking this arsenic. They have us drinking, what else? What else is it? Fluoride. They have us drinking atrazine. They have us drinking, I forget what was it, but I reported on it last year. All these different chemicals and these things that have negative and adverse effects on us. This is why they see us as an affliction. They see us as a problem. They see us as not equal. You see, we really have to understand that these people are literally, they see us as the, as it. The world that we're moving into with Agenda 21, 2030, Vision 2030, and 2050, this is something that quietly all of the nations and soon to be all of the states have quietly agreed to do. But now we have politicians literally talking about how they want to try and tax water. I think that's crazy.
Are you ready to pay a tax on your tap water? Joining us now, New Jersey State Senator Bob Smith from Middlesex County. Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. The first and obvious question is, the first thing New Jerseyans are going to hear is, oh no, not another tax, even though this may have some great reasoning. What is your reasoning behind this water tax?
We've had some studies done about the water supply into school systems and into many suburban and urban areas, and it appears that this more than 100-year-old water infrastructure system is starting to fall apart. It's starting to leach serious contaminants into the water, like lead, very similar to the Flint, Michigan problem.
The one thing people are going to want to know, is this a usage tax or a flat tax on the fact that if you use tap water, you're going to get taxed X amount of money?
No, it's a user fee. It's based on volume. The fee in the legislation is 10 cents per 1,000 gallons of water usage, which means to the average homeowner, the cost per year is $32.
You've got a lot of good reasons. It's whether or not New Jersey is ready to hear about another tax. So we thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, George.
We're bringing in our A-plus panel. Is New Jersey ready for another tax or fee or whatever you want to call it, even if it's for better water distribution? We'll start with you, Peter.
One is a tax. It's not a fee. It's based off your usage. So let's call it for what it is. It's another tax. I do agree with Senator Bob Smith that this is an issue that we need to address. The sad part is that he's brought this up, I want to say, almost two decades ago. And for the state now to realize that this is an issue that needs to be addressed is upsetting.
Matt, is it bad timing?
Oh, sure. I mean, once again, the most overtaxed people out of all 50 states in this country are being asked to dig a little bit deeper after Phil Murphy just raised their taxes by nearly $2 billion. At what point are we going to rise up and say, listen, maybe the answer is that we're not paying enough. Maybe they should stop wasting our money on other things and focus on things like roads and infrastructure and lead in the pipes that we elected them to take care of.
Well, I think the issue we have here is they're throwing out the term of clean water and reliable water and being able to handle droughts from the north to the south or vice versa. It's a compelling topic, but even if it's only $32 per family, is it still too much to ask right now?
No, it's not too much to ask because of the health risks associated with lead. I got five children. We have a lot of people who are exposed at risk. My thing is also, I want to know where Senator Bob Menendez and Senator Cory Booker are. Why don't they go down to Washington, D.C., get some federal funds to help offset these costs? I mean, we're talking about a major issue here. Of all the politics that's going on silly bills and rhetoric, this is a serious issue that a lot of people should be outraged about.
Matt, last word on this. I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, $32 doesn't sound like a lot, but for some people it is.
Well, if you're a billionaire like Phil Murphy, then yeah, it's not a lot. But they told us that the gas tax is only going to be a few hundred extra dollars a year per family. Now, this is only going to be $30 a year. Not only do they not always lie about the amount, but after a while it adds up. So yeah, if you've got five kids who all take turns getting showers and drinking and eating out of house and home, it adds up.
All right, guys, thanks so much for that.
Nice. All right. So basically, you know, what we're beginning to talk about is the resource wars. We're beginning to talk about, you know, what is the human impact. I began to talk about this, you know, kind of with Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism. You know, how we're living in, how we're seeing an anti-human, anti-nature agenda. We're seeing how we are the problem and how they need to come up with a solution, i.e. taxing us to try to fix it. They brought up a lot of great points in that video. You know, the fact that this is a New Jersey has a 100-year-old infrastructure that is leaking lead into people's water. I basically said that. You know, how it's going to be for real attacks, you know, based on user fee, about $32 a year. But still, that's the fact that they're trying to tax a basic necessity. How long is it before they actually trying to start taxing us for breathing air? So how does that work? We have a tax for water. We have a death tax, property tax. We have so many different taxes, it's crazy. They're trying to tax us on a planet that we have to pay nothing to live. But this is the kicker. You are the problem. This is what they're trying to go with. That our usage, they have to condemn our ways. They have to say, you know what? These humans and the things they do, you know, I can't get behind it. We have to exterminate them. Like Zbigniew Zabrinsky said in the technotronic era, it's easier to manipulate 10,000 people than it is to kill 10,000 people. And that's where we're at. They're trying to, and I've talked about this time and time again, we've seen slowly how with the topics that we're covering, the things that are happening in the news, the things that are happening in different states, how our mindset towards these types of things are changing. And this is something we'll get into later on. We had a crazy member trying, I don't want to say crazy member, but you know, somebody trying to run for Congress talking about, you know, taxing people who have more than two kids. Literally having called them irresponsible breeders. Taxing people who have more than two kids. Calling them irresponsible breeders. This is a Democrat congressional candidate in Pennsylvania. Don't worry, we'll get into that later. But what I'm trying to talk to you guys about is how they're seeing us as the affliction. Here on Earth, it's crazy how some of these things that we talk about, how they, you know, with previous episodes, they roll over into, you know, the next week and the next week, and they kind of evolve and they compound, right? But if they see us as the problem, how will they not admit to their own doings, to their own mistakes? You see, this is why I have such a hard thumb on things like Monsanto and Bill Gates. Check this out. This is by Whitney Webb of Mint Press News, put this up July 25th. It says, a new study has found links between Roundup, which is, you know, glyphosate, Monsanto's herbicide, and fetal defects. Now, this kind of ties into what I was talking about beforehand. I'm going to put a pause on this article, and I'll come back to this in a second, because we're talking about the environment. It's very, very important that we look at this. Fetal defects, birth defects, neurological disorders, even things like that, things that people grow up and have. You know, people aren't right in the head because of what happened in the brain. This is why, again, I listed atrazine, arsenic, lead. I'm always forgetting another one. But various chemicals that are being put into our water, as said by that New Jersey senator when relating to the water tax. All of this stuff affects, it might not necessarily be you, but it'll affect your child a lot worse than it'll affect you. You know, you could even look at some of the uranium tip bombs that have been dropped on people in the Middle East. It's crazy what it's done. The birth defects, children literally being born with their organs outside of their body. That blows my mind. And it's crazy. They look like monsters. It's crazy. What I'm trying to say is the children that do make it, that do get past the epigenetic crisis that hasn't taken place yet. Look at what they're exposed to. Like I said, more of this strategic mind control. The drag queen story time. The gender studies as basically education. The Common Core. They're scrambling kids' brain. This victim mentality. You can make it big. All you have to do is cry the loudest. Who wants to be the biggest baby? Nobody wants to step up. You see, there's so many different things going on here. But I digress. Let me get back into this because we're talking about the environment. A study carried out by Argentinians where they look at Monsanto's Roundup. This is important because we have Monsanto being absorbed by Bayer. Again, a big pharmaceutical company and an agricultural company coming together. This is why we have to look at things such as medical marijuana, the opioid epidemic, and obviously, you know, your intake, what you're eating, and your gut microbiome, and things like, such as this. The war on health, it's all important. Looking at your environment, because that gives you much more power than you think, is important. But if they're trying to tax us for the water they're using, that they're polluting, we have to look at all these other things and hold them accountable. This is why if you have a choice, do not purchase Monsanto, do not purchase any of their products, you see. But let me get into this article. It says a new study conducted by Argentinian researchers has found that glyphosate, the controversial herbicide marketed by Monsanto, which is now Bayer, as Roundup, caused significant damage to pregnant lab rats and their fetuses at relatively low doses. The study, published in Archives of Toxicology, found that not only was the female fertility of pregnant rats impaired, but the fetal growth was retarded and malformations were detected in their second-generation offspring. Researchers tested the glyphosate-based chemical in pregnant female rats at two different doses. The higher dose of glyphosate was chosen based on the non-observed additive adverse effects level for maternal toxicity of 1 milligram or 1,000 milligrams per day, promoted by agriculture or agrochemical industry as safe for mothers and fetuses. So basically, they gave them the required dosage amount day by day to the rats. The lower dose, in contrast, was only 2 milligrams and was 1 milligram higher than the reference dose set for glyphosate by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA-approved references dose is the level that the government claims is safe to ingest on a daily basis over one's lifetime. However, the researchers asserted that the 2 milligram level in the lower dose tested is consistent with glyphosate residue on soybeans and is in keeping with the level of glyphosate detected throughout Argentina. While the study did find that the tested glyphosate levels did not result in toxicity to the embryo or abnormal maternal behavior, it did show that the female fertility in first-generation offspring was significantly reduced as those females showed a lower number of fertilized egg implantations compared to controls. So sterility. The most striking findings, however, were the consequences seen in second-generation offspring, with all rats exposed to glyphosate showing delayed growth, lower fetal weight and length, and a significantly higher rate of abnormally small fetuses. So I'm going to go ahead and stop that right there and possibly read that again. What they're trying to say is that the second-generation offspring, the next generation, not you, possibly not even the first generation, you know, not you, your grandkids. Great. Your grandkids exposed to glyphosate show delayed growth. Your grandkids will have lower fetal weight and length and a significantly higher rate of abnormally small fetuses. In the high dose group, and to the author's surprise, 7 malformations, such as conjoined fetuses and abnormal limbs, were detected in second-generation offspring, with such fetal abnormalities being found in 3 out of 117 fetuses. So think about that. Conjoined fetuses, abnormal limbs, to the high dose, to what they consider regular, to what is normal, to what the FDA has approved as acceptable. And this is what I mean. So when we get into that whole discussion of nature versus nurture, look, let me stop you right there. because they're already talking. They have got nature figured out. This is why they're trying to nurture us. This is why they're trying to say it's okay to, it's all right. You know, men, you be feminine. Get into your feelings. Women, you guys get crazy. Stop caring. You don't see what's happening. And it starts with things like this. You know, one of the questions, you know, that I had popped to Charles Kasem of Truth is Terrorism, you know, is looking at the vegan movement, looking at this wave that we see where we're trying to all eat healthy. I myself am also finding this to be a problem. How do we find good vegetables that have not been tainted with things such as Roundup, that have not been tainted with various chemicals, that have been treated well, or if anything, grown naturally? You see, this is all stuff that we have to figure out today, because our kids and our kids' kids will be affected by this. And if you don't think your kids are being affected now, well, look at how squirrely some of these kids are. Mentally, emotionally, you know, physically. Look at what's happening. Now, the point behind all of this is to control the population, dumb us down. I forget where the source was, but they said, and it was a study, that by 2025, nearly 50% of children would be autistic. Now, at the time, I was doing a lot of vaccine research, so I thought it was that. We're not looking at, again, the epigenetic factors of this, the epigenetic mutations, the gender-bending chemicals in the food, the overuse of chemicals. We have mental health issues that are skyrocketing. And you know what the problem is? You know what the solution is to the problem? More pills. Give the guy more pills. Give the person more pills. You know, hey, they're all messed up. We don't need to think about, we don't actually need to fix them. No. We just need to give them pills. We need to psychologically inoculate them to where they are literally no threat. And this is the problem. This is what I mean by legalizing lunacy. We have these people going around who genuinely do need help, who are being affected by these types of things, by the types of food they're eating, by the type of people that they're coming into contact with, by the types of things they're consuming, like I said, physically and on the internet, mentally, emotionally. This is, again, like I said, I pay attention to the mental health epidemic. You see, I do try to, you know, help people as much as possible. You know, here's a perfect example. You know, if we're figuring out that Monsanto's glyphosate is causing problems, right, for people, literally creating birth defects. I joked about this a few weeks ago. Or the other week, but check this out. We now have salads, and I don't really know who's getting salads, but salads from McDonald's that are infecting people with something called cyclospora, a parasite. That's right, if you're getting your salads from McDonald's, getting a parasite. So we already know McDonald's is trash, no doubt, but what happens to the salads that are all over the place? A few weeks ago, I remember talking about how they had to dole salads, had to recall their romaine lettuce because it was infected. I forget with what, but I was that close because I like romaine and Caesar. I like iceberg lettuce. I had to get different lettuce because they had to recall it. And so now we're hearing more about, what is this? Vegetables, garden. Things like this being affected. So finding natural nutrients is becoming extraordinarily hard. And this world that we're living in, through the chemtrails, through the GMOs, through things like Bayer and Monsanto, through the messing with the biological or the biochemical structure of the earth, we really have to understand what that means for us, because we have to ingest these things. And as they may not have, as I keep trying to reiterate, a immediate effect on us, but it will have an effect on our kids, as it is having an effect on kids that are being born now. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant because this is going to prepare us for the next segment that we take. We are going through a momentous form of change. This victim mentality that they're trying to put on to people, That's to make you not understand how powerful you are. You have to understand this thing that you have, whether you're listening to me on a phone, on an iPad, on a tablet, on a laptop, wherever you are listening to this message, you have to understand your power, what you have at your disposal, at your fingertips. You could probably order up food while listening to us. You could probably be building a house or setting up some kind of architectural design to build a house with a few people while listening to us. You could be sitting in the back room with a few people discussing business over Skype. You could be doing so much networking, building, creating, producing. But you won't do that if they keep you in a victim mindset. You won't do that if you're constantly complaining. This is what brings us to the concept of what they call a snowflake, a liberal, a conspiracy theorist, or anything of that kind of concept. A cuckold, a cuckservative, a demicunt, any of those types of things. A demodemon. Any of these things. A demon rat, you know. I need to stop. But my point is, there's a lot of haters and fatalists out there. Don't be them. It's this mindset that they're trying to give you. While we look at all of these issues that are taking place and that are very real, they zig, you zag. Sometimes you have to zag with them, sometimes you zig. We have to be aware of the issues so that we can change. But how can we do that if we play into the problems? You see, we can't allow for ourselves to be caught up in the games that they play. This victim mentality, the power that you have at your fingertips. But you have to choose to want it. You have to step up to want it. You have to, right, and I saw this earlier this week. They said, I think it's like 20.6 million people are cutting the cord. And I'm not talking about life support. I'm talking about them cutting the cord from television. No more. They're throwing out the tube, the boob tube. But what does this mean? This means that things are changing. Netflix is on the rise. Hulu is on the rise. HBO Go and Now is on the rise. Amazon Prime. BBC. Disney. Everyone's getting their own internet streaming service. This means that they're cutting the cord from landlines and they're now moving to the cloud. We're moving to the digital ether space. Because they understand that that's where people's attentions are. What we're doing right now is setting the foundation for what will be created in the future. But we have to lay on the seats today. And we have to understand that the times that we are in, the times that they have put onto us, right? This is meant to either let us succumb to these agendas, be caught up, or forge something in the ashes. It's crazy. It is crazy. But we're going to take a quick break. And like I said, all of that was to set up the stage for the next segment where we're talking about the concept of counterfeiting creation, where we have artificial embryos. That Democrat from Pennsylvania talking about irresponsible breeders, designer babies, getting the okay in the UK, and transhumans attending their own funeral. That's right. Crazy stuff. As always, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right with you.
Yeah.
you know, it takes, you know, what do they say? They say it takes a family, or it takes a community to raise a child. Well, where is our community? Where is our children? These are children of the state. These are children of the media. We need children of our own. We need children that are representatives of a better tomorrow. Because this idea, this false awakening that they're trying to provide to us is just that. One that has already been provided. It hasn't been achieved. It hasn't been forged. It hasn't been made. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, Freedom Faction, and this is the final segment. So as I said before, we were going to get into talking about the concept of counterfeiting creation, where you have a Democrat congressional candidate talking about being irresponsible breeders. Now, I'm sorry, and I understand that people don't necessarily make the best decisions in life, but I don't think that people should be taxed for, you know, for procreation. That's natural, but, you know, that's something straight out of communist China with the one-child policy. But this is the world that we're moving into. Again, this is that Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 mindset. Right here, millionaire Democrat wants to tax parents with more than two kids as irresponsible breeders. This was put up July 25th. It's by Max Lavo of SHTF Plan. It says a Democrat congressional candidate in Pennsylvania has desires to tax parents who have more than two children as irresponsible breeders. Scott Wallace is a population control zealot who has donated over $7 million to population control groups. Wow. He really wants people to, I don't want to say die, but just not procreate. These people see us as weed, or as weeds. That's why they call us the sheep, the sheeple. Wallace is also supported and endorsed by both Planned Parenthood and Now, National Organization for Women. According to the Daily Wire, Wallace, a millionaire and Democrat who believes in taxing families with more than two kids for being privileged, also believes that the tax would be on, quote, the privilege of irresponsible breeding. Between 1997 and 2003, Wallace gave $420,000 to Zero Population Growth, now Population Connection, an organization co-founded by Population Bomb author Paul Elric, and this was reported by Fox News. From before its inception, ZPG had announced its intention to tax large families for the privilege of irresponsible breeding. In 1968, a brochure advocated abortion to stabilize population growth and claimed that, quote, no responsible family should have more than two children. Therefore, quote, irresponsible people who have more than two children should be taxed to the hill for the privilege of irresponsible breeding. This is said by PJ Media, or reported by PJ Media. Wallace's fund, the Wallace Global Fund, also gave $20,000 to the Center for Advancement of the Steady State Economy, CASE, in 2010. And CASE is an environmentalist group that sees economic growth as undesirable. The group supports an economy with, quote, stable or mildly fluctuating levels and a society with equal birth and death rates. So basically what we're talking about is global communism. This guy supports it. This guy is saying, you know what? If you're having kids, you're getting taxed. Let's listen to his campaign speech, or his political ad.
From the day he took office, we've recognized his lies. I'm Scott Wallace. I'm running for Congress from Bucks County. People here are tired of Donald Trump's war on the truth, his war on science, and denying the realities of our warming planet, and offering his thoughts and prayers to gunshot victims while telling the NRA he'll never, ever let them down. Well, you can believe this. I'll stand up to Donald Trump and every lie he tells. That's why I approve this message.
You tell him, Scott. You tell him. He's going to stand right up to him. No, he's going to get up in that swamp, and then he's going to join him, and they're all going to have one huge pile of just debauchery. That was basically a New World Order ad in so many different ways. But basically, that was Scott Wallace, the man that has given over $7 million to Planned Parenthood and other population control organizations. saying how he wants to run for Congress. He wants to tax you, your family, and others for doing something natural, for having kids. In November of 2017, I remember an article that came from Technocracy News as well as NBC. Let's see if we can get it up here for you guys while we have the time. And basically what they were talking about is how they don't want kids. Population growth is bad. They don't want having kids is bad. It's detrimental to the planet. What I'm trying to say is how, again, they see us as an affliction. They see us as part of the problem. They don't want to have us be... they don't want us to have kids. They don't want us to procreate. They see it as bad. This, again, falls into the concept of the lines of the New World Order agenda, to where, you know, there is no sex. This is the stable population. It's sustainable development. We're keeping in harmony with the Earth. Humans are a plague. Right here. Yep, I got it up for you guys. NBC News, having kids is bad for Earth. Procreating is deemed immoral. It's bad. You better not be having kids. You better not be having kids, I'm telling you. Let's see if we can get this full story up for you guys. And it's, again, important that we document these things, because we're seeing this trend come up. Stop having kids. You know, stop existing. Stop living. Stop having fun. You know, you're not allowed to do this. Listen to this. Control this. Conserve here. Right here. Science proves kids are bad for Earth. Morality suggests that we should stop having them. And this is by Travis Ryder. He says that we need to stop pretending kids don't have environmental and ethical consequences. This was put up November 16th, 2017. And this is NBC News. This is mainstream. And I get it, man. I get it. Kids, oh man, I'm sure, you know, they are a drain on resources and your pocket, no doubt. But the beauty of childbirth, life. Good Lord, how can we start having public debates about people having kids? I'm sure, you know, people have already seen, and if you haven't, there's a meme out there on the internet of this lady holding up a sign where it says "Save the Earth," kill yourself, you know. And, you know, again, you're looking at organizations like Planned Parenthood where they're talking about this type of stuff. That's the whole point of it, to reduce the population. And then you have people like Scott Wallace who's donating to these organizations specifically to stop population growth. But don't worry. Don't you worry. They have a solution for that as well. You see, they can't only operate by having simple problems. No, they have to come through and offer solutions. And what's the solution? Creating artificial embryos.
Aww, animals. New science breakthrough could allow humans to be grown in labs. UK scientists have successfully grown a mouse embryo in a lab, which indicates this method could be eventually applied to growing artificial human embryos. To grow a mouse embryo, researchers extracted the rodent's embryonic stem cells and extra-embryonic trophoblast stem cells. These are the cells that form the placenta. The two types of cells are mixed, placed on a 3D scaffold, then grown in a tank of chemicals that mimics the conditions inside the womb. The cells grew to form a structure that very closely resembled a natural mouse's embryo after 96 hours. The Francis Crick Institute in London was granted permission to genetically modify human embryos last year. This is the first time such a procedure has been approved by regulators anywhere in the world. Say no to safe spaces on YouTube. Support Tomo News at patreon.com/TomoNews.
Yep, see? Don't support. No safe spaces. Not even on YouTube. Nowhere on the internet should be safe from this type of truth. Now, to continue on talking about artificial embryos, the idea of creating artificial humans, this is not something new. We're talking about cloning. We're talking about so many different things. And as I said before, throughout the entirety of the first half of the show, it's to condemn normal, natural human behavior and come through offering this new man, this artificial human that they want to create. You see, this is done by the UK. Scientists at Cambridge University, they're working on it. Then just the other day, we were talking about how the Nuffield Council gave designer babies in the UK the okay. What we're talking about is how they're trying to counterfeit creation. Life as they see it right now is disgusting, unsustainable in their words. And so they want to come through and create something new. But they don't understand, or maybe they do, how powerful we truly are, the capabilities that we have at our disposal. There's constantly, privately I do research, things like biophoton emissions, the auric field, the etheric field, so many other spiritual aspects to what it means to actually be human. I really do look at that type of stuff, and there's so much science to it that we are just openly ignoring, and it blows my mind. And so part of me thinks that they're aware of these types of things, and so it's an intentional agenda to ensnare and de-develop us or retard us, regress us, however you want to say it, congress us. This is not progress, what we're talking about. This is something else to me. This almost seems not blasphemic, as if we're mocking God, but it doesn't seem right. This is arcane science. I get it. Artificial embryos, growing organs, that's what they tell you for. Discovering different types of medical breakthroughs, so to speak. They're playing God. They're playing God, and I think everybody gets this, but what happens? Life around it literally genuinely tends to depreciate. And that's what I'm talking about. None of what we're talking about is normal here. Everything that we are seeing is basically abnormal. We are living a very, 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 very abnormal life here. Everything that we come here talking to you guys about every single week is abnormal. It's strange. The idea of being able to exchange energy, that should not be monumental to some, but yet it is. The idea of being able to communicate in ways that are unseen outside of the obvious, outside of using your mouth, that should not be miraculous in some sense. That should be already inherent. That should be known. We're living a very, very unnatural life. And the only way to explain it is to really try to take a step back, really understand the times that we are in. You see, artificial embryos from stem cells, designer babies, memory augmenting implants, genetically modified crops. We really have to think about the times that we're in and how we are being affected by it, how our mindset, how we're approaching problems. We're not the same. 5-10 years, and I was thinking about this before I came onto the show. What was trendy 5-10 years ago? It's clearly not. But what is trendy and what would take normally the place of 5 years happens within a year, if that. You have artificial intelligence beginning to diagnose patients in Iowa. You have our president literally triggering an entire country with his phone. You have Homeland Security literally releasing documents about how they're able to to have remote mind control. They can control your brain from a distance. As I said before, you have scientists in the UK coming up with ways to build embryos from scratch, growing life. And you know, no doubt, do you know that we have scientists and people who are playing God in the shadows of society who do have these types of fundings. The same way we come out and we discuss these types of projects like Project Grill Flame, Project Centerland, Project Sunstreak, what happens if in the future we start having discussions about how they've, things like the Montauk Monster, Bigfoot, Chupacabras, werewolves, any of this type of crazy stuff, these cryptids, so to speak. What if we figure out that some of these things have been created? It might be based in fact. So then you have to ask the question of, does life imitate art, or does art imitate life? Speaking of which, we have an article from Technocracy News. Transhumans are looking to attend their own funerals via their computer avatar. This is what I mean by, things not being natural. I'm not even going to go into to lab-grown meat and things like that. But this is not natural. The concept of just agreeing to go ahead and off yourself, I'm going to be part of the collective. We talked about this a few months back, how this company, the startup, Nectome, they were 100% fatal. You could upload your mind to their servers, but it would kill you. Now this is, again, this is just today, this is recently. They're shooting for the future. This is a definite project, 2045. Now the biblical prophecy behind that is something else entirely. What we're beginning to talk about is Nebuchadnezzar's dream, where there's a statue of the iron, the copper, the clay, and there's the different types of metal and how some of them don't mold. What we're talking about that, or what we're talking about is this concept somewhat being realized to a degree. Now, how does this tie into everything that we're talking about with the episode? Irresponsible breeders, being an affliction upon earth, the resource wars, taxing water, and things like that. Again, these people trying to scramble kids' brain and entertainment just being one big brainwashing fest. Well, how does this tie into it? If you've paid attention to my Building the Matrix documentary, I've talked about how the entire point of what is happening right now, this phase of the plan that we're in, is to destroy the exterior world to such an extent that we willingly go into the Matrix, that we willingly step into this cloud-based reality that mimics reality. The simulated world, the Matrix. You see, so when we're talking about transhumans trying to attend their own funeral via avatar, is that so far off? They have a graph right here. And we're in the stage to where a robotic copy of the human body can be remotely controlled. In 2020 to 2025, an avatar in which a human brain is transplanted at the end of one's life. At 2030 to 2035, they're going to say an avatar with an artificial brain in which a human personality is transferred at the end of one's life. And then 2040 to 2045, they're going to have just a hologram-like avatar. Okay, so what they're saying is there's different stages of the avatar that they will create. The stage that we are in is where they just copy somebody's brain, right? They just copy somebody's brain, their thought patterns, and they say, hey, this is what this guy would say, right? In the future, they're going to transplant your brain directly into a robotic body, into an avatar's body. In the future, you're just going to have an artificial brain and an artificial body. It's crazy. Let me get into this article. I put this up July 24th. It's by David Rivers of Technocracy News. It says the transhuman fantasy of downloading their brains into a computer network persists no matter what evidence to the contrary is presented. Although Ray Kurzweil was the first high-profile technologist to popularize this, many other scientists have jumped on the bandwagon. Transhumanism and technocracy are the twin creations of scientism. Futurologist Dr. Ian Pearson believes humans will one day be hooked up to an external machine while alive to boost intelligence. Such technology could also improve memory and sensory capacity, he added. And the former cybernetics engineer contends that when you die, 99% of you will still be running on a machine. It has led the former rocket scientist to emphatically claim humans will be attending their own funerals in less than 32 years. Now I'm going to pause right there. They're keeping us on life support. They're keeping us here. How much do you have to pay for this type of synthetic immortality? Because that's all this is. You see how they try to make it seem like this is fantastic? At the end of your life, right, you'll die, but you'll still keep working for us. You'll die, but you'll be uploaded to the cloud. You will die, but we will still have control over you. Dr. Pearson wrote on his blog, Futurizen, quote, most of my blogs about immortality have been about the technology mechanism, adding external IT capacity to your brain, improving your intelligence or memory or senses by using external IT connected seamlessly to your brain so that it feels exactly the same, until maybe by around 2050, 99% of your brain is running, or your mind is running on external IT rather than in the meatware in your head, he added. One day, your body dies, and with it, your brain stops. But no big problem, because 99% of your mind is still fine, running happily on IT in the cloud. Assuming you've saved enough and prepared well, you connect to an android to use as your body from now on, attend your funeral, and then carry on as before. Still you, just with a younger, highly upgraded body. Some people may need to wait until 2060 or later until android prices fall enough for them to afford one. In principle, you can swap bodies as often as you'd like, because your mind is resident elsewhere. The android is just a temporary front end, just transport for your sensors. You're sort of immortal, and your mind is still running just fine, for as long as the servers carry on running. Not truly immortal, but at least you don't cease to exist the moment your body stops working. So there you have it. We're talking about existing beyond existing. Except, you're still existing. You're still here. You're still part of this world, this realm, this place that they control. So what is that? This is the ultimate transhuman agenda, is to destroy us, to scramble our brains, and to destroy the exterior world so that they can come through with this type of truly matrix-oriented system, this wicked IT cloud-based system that not only robs us of our body, but of our mind. You see, this is the end goal behind all of this. And if we're not aware of the stages at which these people are trying to operate, and the stages and the realms that they're trying to take from us, we won't understand the depths of our problems. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Legalized Lunacy, Earth's Afflictions and Counterfeiting Creation. Question you always have to ask yourself is, what would change look like? What would a paradigm shift look like? We are literally at the forefront of a whole new realm of understanding, and all it takes for us, all it requires, is our focus, not our obedience. It is upon us to build this better tomorrow. We see the problems, we need to come through with the solutions. However, that's all I really have for you guys. Speaking of solutions, I hope you check out some of the links in the description bar below. As far as our New Leaf Naturals CBD oil partnership, we put an article on the website. I call it a living article. I'm constantly updating it with other articles and other information and other downloadables to get across the point. And once you're there, make sure you use promo code FreedomFaction for 15% off. And if you want to continue to try to support us, think about becoming a Patreon exclusive member. Really helps us get to where we're trying to go and become more effective in the fight for freedom and the fight against censorship. Last thing I have to add to you guys, bring a friend. Don't worry, we already sound crazy. Bring a friend. If this information helps you or you feel like you're benefiting from what we're doing here, try to bring a friend. Expose them to what's going on. That way you're not alone. And with that being said, that's all I really have for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant, expose lies, and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction.
Keep it moving.
Out.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.